SBS Radio.
Good afternoon, Mayor Stephen Bali of Blacktown, and thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Ronald.
Mayor, Council has finally chosen Australian Catholic University to be the partner of Blacktown in its search for a tertiary education unit in the area. Are you personally happy with the choice of the Council?
I'm absolutely ecstatic with the choice. We have a university partner that understands the city of Blacktown, and they're extremely enthusiastic in bringing four faculties to the city. It's a great opportunity for our young to learn important areas that will help them to get quality jobs and improve their quality of life.
When I interviewed you last year, I vividly remember that you mentioned that you wanted the university to be strong in technology and sports, but admittedly, these two areas are not where the AC excels. They are more known for education and medical services field. So will that decision align with the vision of the university, or do you believe you can influence the university to strengthen their technology and sports?
Well, health is to do with sports. Look, and technology is interwoven through the different elements. So what we were looking at is, and obviously looking at the universities to specialise in their strengths.
Yeah.
And ACU is saying that the specialties that they want to begin with is to look at, you know, their health sciences, the allied health, and when you're looking at a major hospital in Blacktown, it's no use having a shiny new building if there's very limited staff. So nursing and allied health is a very strong attribute to the ACU, and at the same time, with the massive population growth across Western Sydney, they have teaching as another area.
So that's right, education.
They're very strong. Education. Educating the youth, and that all relates also to sport. So we'll be able to work it all and weave it in. And I suppose the other challenge we did have, and hopefully the people of Australia will have a choice in coming months, that the current federal government policy of capping university places has restricted a lot of opportunity for other universities who may come online looking at their specialties once mm-hmm. that cap is removed. So the ACU at the moment has seized the advantage of Blacktown. They've seized the opportunity to actually be the first major player here, and they understand that things have to change and they want to be at the cutting edge.
Okay. Physically, several buildings are now being torn down. Well, in fact, have been torn down. And initially for building of car parks and eventually the whole building. And you're planning to commence the program in 2020. Are we on schedule?
Well, we have space in 22 Main Street. We have a whole floor at a Catholic University. We'll initiate the first intake, so approximately 60 or so, it could be less, I don't know, around that
yes.
mark. The university is running it. I'm not the one running the university. So this allows them to have a foothold straight away,
okay.
and shows that their presence in the area. They need to increase the staffing, obviously, to cover it. They have to undertake, you know, recruitment policies. They have to make sure that they get to a stage that, you know, you want a sustainable growth. In the meantime, we're going to sit down with ACU to work through what are the buildings, because we haven't got the buildings in Blacktown.
That's right.
Yeah, so we've got to build the building. So,
yeah, that's my next question, because yeah. It has been reported that ACU is willing to make a considerable capital investments in the construction of the campus that can accommodate 30,000 students. So that's quite massive.
It will be. Each building technically is over $200 million to build. We want to build four commercial buildings that houses the university, possibly the council to be relocated there. We're looking at commercial premises. So having a university attracts commercial tenants as well. So we'll hopefully start to get good office jobs as well in our Blacktown CBD, which allows people to really have the opportunity to live, work, play and study in the city of Blacktown and don't have to leave the area.
Yes. On the negative side, well, it's expected with obviously an increase in enrollment of students, it will create chaos in the traffic. So how do you expect to handle those things?
Well, this is a sustained growth in our CBD. So we'll be undertaking planning studies, traffic assessments, and looking at. So the first step, I know it's unusual, the state government hasn't really done this before. They usually put development of infrastructure afterwards. So as you said before, we're building 450 car parking station, which is an underground car parking station, yeah, with a civic plaza, with a couple of flanking buildings there, just small buildings to have restaurants and other elements in there. So essentially we're building the infrastructure first before even the first university gets built. So when the university gets built, there'll be additional car parking. We'll be looking at all that, but essentially Mass University students generally being, you know, right next to a major rail line of Blacktown, most of them probably catch trains or public transport to get there. So it'll be a combination of cars and public transport. But we're right, the state government needs to get its act together and invest more in commuter car parks because people want to get to work outside, the ones that catch trains, etc. So we need to ensure we have the right infrastructure, and this is where the state government and federal government can come to the party, because at this stage they've been totally missing from the network.
Yes. And what will be the next step, or succeeding steps between now and 2020?
Over the next 12 months, we'll be negotiating to work out exactly what is the university's aspirations of how many students were and the size of the building. So the design has to go through various elements, has to go through all the regular approval processes and ensuring that we have the right buildings there to sustain a university campus in Blacktown CBD. And we've seen it in Parramatta, we've seen it in other areas, that CBD campuses are working really well. So it's a matter of how do we ensure that our CBD will be also ready. So having, you know, in the next few years, yeah, by 2022, having 3,000-4,000 students wandering around Blacktown CBD, you've got to have the right childcare services, you've got to have the right you know, food outlets, the gyms and everything else that people usually associate with a university. So the university is visionary to say, well, they'll focus on the student aspects. We want to actually engage the Blacktown Chamber as much as possible to ensure that all the ancillary services are supplied, and that way it benefits the Blacktown community.
And with that university, well, that will make you way ahead of other growing cities in Sydney, like Hurstville or Liverpool, because up to now they still don't have their own university. Have any thoughts on that?
Look, Blacktown has been one of the fastest growing council areas since about 1960. We've been in the top one or two or three in Australia as far as growth is concerned in population. Our population right now is 360,000 and will be growing to 522,000. So by roughly 2031, there'll be more people living in Blacktown than the entire Tasmania is concerned. So we've got to make sure that there's sustainable growth. We've got to make sure that the roads and infrastructure are there. We've got to make sure that the schools and social network is there, and giving our children the opportunity to have a choice to, yep, study in the city of Blacktown. You know, maybe other courses, you know, it's not going to be a monopoly here. It's just, yeah, yeah, it'd be hopefully a monopoly for Blacktown, for ACU in Blacktown at the moment, in their chosen fields. But what we're looking at is to ensure that when a child is going to study their HSC, that when they're looking at which courses they can put their name down for, well, one of the options will be Blacktown.
Okay. Thank you for your time, Stephen. And congratulations on your next project, on this one.
Well, it's, okay,
bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.